We're going to finish up with a poem that has to do with John Lennon, who died 30 years ago, the last December the 8th. And I wrote this when Monica and I started to work together when I was still taking that course. Did you want to say something about your class? I think...
We have another round coming up starting mid-April, and I see some alumni here from several incarnations. And it's a fun class to do as couples by yourself, and we even have a little single club now going that goes out together, and young and old, and it's an outreach class by IUPUI. You can find it under their community outreach classes that they offer. We'll start mid-April, Tuesday, April, whatever mid-April is, and go for 6 Tuesdays. We'll start 6 o'clock at the Senior Center, learn about a style of jazz, then have a special guest from the jazz community here, and then we'll all move over to the Chatterbox and enjoy live music with the special guest, myself, and it's one of the few classes where you actually go out to drink, so it's a good excuse. And obviously we having programs of jazz and poetry come out of that, and you never know. So...
Okay, well, it's a great class, and she's a great teacher as well as a fine musician. So we're going to end with this poem called The Day John Lennon. And I heard Monica's arrangement of Imagine twice in one weekend that 5 years ago, and it inspired this poem, The Day John Lennon, ... Thank you for coming. The Day John Lennon. We were living in Germany, had recently adopted a baby girl from Colombia, and were happy, even though I was laid up in bed with a painful sinus infection. The day John Lennon, we did not listen to the news on the radio, or turn on the TV, or talk to any friends on the phone, or neighbors in the apartment building. Because I was sick in bed, and we just tried to take care of ourselves and nurse our little world back to routine health so we could get ready for Christmas in Germany. The day John Lennon. It was the 8th of December, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. The holy day of obligation for Catholics, but we did not leave our apartment, and I made it no farther from the bed than to tiptoe to the bathroom or to the kitchen table to sip a bowl of chicken noodle soup. The day before John Lennon, our dear friend in New York who was planning to visit us when the German winter was over, went out and bought a Christmas tree that she propped in a corner of her studio apartment. One day later, she wrote a letter in which she told us she would not be able to put a single ornament on her Tannenbaum. The day after John Lennon, I went into work, stopped to buy a newspaper, and read the headline boldly proclaiming that John Lennon had been. When I reached my office, I picked up the phone, dialed our apartment number, and told my wife something terrible had happened. John Lennon had been. That's not supposed to happen, she said after a painfully long silence. No, it isn't, was all I could add. All day after the day John Lennon, all I could hear was the tune and the lyrics of a song I loved in which John Lennon tried to imagine the kind of world I wanted to give to my daughter. And now that she is 26 years old, I still hope and pray that our children and hers will dream, and that we can learn to live as one. That we can learn to live as one. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great spring. Come back. We'll be happy to sign books and CDs. Have a great Sunday.